Welcome to Market Mantra, our program in which we give you a complete update on the economic news of the day. Well, I am Nishit Kumar, and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Vibhuti Mishra.
Dhanyavad Nishit. Namaskar Shrotaon. Market Mantra ke aaj ke ank mein aapka swagat hai. Aadhe ghante ke is karyakram mein hum hamesha ki tarah desh aur duniya ki chuni hui aarthik karobari aur share bazaar se sambandhit taza khabrein lekar hazir hain. Hamare saath khabron par charcha ke liye aamantrit hain varishth aarthik patrakar Vishal Dahiya. Vishal ji, karyakram mein aapka swagat hai.
Dhanyawad.
Welcome Vishal.
Thank you Nishit.
Aur sabse pehle angrezi mein headlines ke saath maujood hain mere sahyogi Nishit Kumar.
The headlines: benchmark indices end flat, Sensex closes marginally lower, Nifty nears 22,300. Domestic automobile retail sales surged by 27% in April, shows latest FADA data. And Air India Express cancels over 80 flights due to cabin crew shortage, Civil Aviation Ministry seeks report.
प्रमुख घरेलू शेयर बाजार आज सपाट बंद, सेंसेक्स मामूली गिरावट के साथ बंद, निफ्टी 22,300 अंकों के करीब दर्ज. फाडा के आंकड़ों के अनुसार अप्रैल में घरेलू यात्रा वाहनों की खुदरा बिक्री 27% की उछाल और केबिन क्रू की कमी के कारण एयर इंडिया एक्सप्रेस में 80 से अधिक उड़ानें रद्द की, नागर विमानन मंत्रालय ने मांगी रिपोर्ट. और सबसे पहले शेयर बाजार की खबर. कमजोर एशियाई बाजारों और फंडों द्वारा लगातार निकासी के बीच निजी बैंक और आईटी शेयरों में बिकवाली के कारण प्रमुख घरेलू शेयर बाजार सूचकांक आज सपाट बंद हुए हैं. सेंसेक्स 45 अंक यानी 0.06 अंक की गिरावट के साथ 43,466 अंक पर बंद हुआ, जबकि निफ्टी 22,302.50 पर अपरिवर्तित रहा, यानी कि बिना बदलाव के रहा. बीएसई के व्यापक बाजार में मिडकैप इंडेक्स में 0.78% की वृद्धि हुई, जबकि स्मॉल कैप सूचकांक में 0.50% की बढ़त दर्ज की गई है. और रुपये का हाल जानते हैं. विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में आज अमेरिकी डॉलर के मुकाबले रुपया 83.52 रूपये पर बंद हुआ. विश्व की 6 प्रमुख मुद्राओं की तुलना में डॉलर की मजबूती दर्शाने वाला डॉलर इंडेक्स अंतर्दिवसीय कारोबार में 105.50 पर कारोबार कर रहा था.
To begin with the stock stories, benchmark equity indices ended flat today in highly volatile trade due to selling in private banks and IT shares amid weak Asian markets and continuous foreign fund outflows. The Sensex slipped 45 points or 0.06% to close at 73,466 points, while the Nifty remained unchanged at 22,302 points. From the Sensex basket, Asian Paints, Ultratech Cement, Hindustan Unilever, HDFC Bank and HCL Tech were among the major laggards. In contrast, Tata Motors, Power Grid, NTPC, Maruti and Nestle were the biggest gainers. In the broader market, at the Bombay Stock Exchange, the mid-cap sector gained 0.78%, while the small-cap index rose 0.50%, and in the sectoral indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange, the IT sector fell 0.57%, the financial services sector declined 0.55%, and the banking sector slipped 0.38%. And in contrast, the capital goods sector gained 2.13%, whereas the oil and gas sector, as well as the industrial sector, jumped 1.79% each, and the energy sector rose 1.67%. Vishal, if we look at the previous few sessions, especially over the past week and even the previous 2-3 sessions, how do you account or how do you explain this sudden kind of this slippage in the indices, majorly in, of course, in the Nifty and the Sensex?
Well, Nishit, undoubtedly there is volatility in the market, and that is pretty much clear from the fact that, you know, the VIX index, that is the volatility index, is somewhere around 17%. The surge is somewhere around 35% in the month of May itself. So that clearly shows us how the markets are behaving. Now, the question is, why such volatility? Why, so many jitters? Now, there are a few factors around that. First and foremost, if you look at the NSDL data, then it again shows that FIIs or FPIs, you know, are selling. In the first three sessions of the May itself, the selling by FII was around to the tune of 900 crore rupees. So that's one. Two is, why are they selling and why there are, you know, so many jitters? Now, if we look at the historic data, then this is election time. We're almost in the middle of the election. Three phases are over. Four phases are remaining. So, historically, we've seen these kind of jitters in the share market, in the stock market, during the elections as well. And this is nothing new. But the question is, will it sustain for a longer period? Will it sustain for another month or so before the elections come to an end? And also, how do we look at the long term or the or the midterm aspects as well? But these are not the only two factors. In fact, you know, if you look at the quarter four earnings, there was nothing surprising. You know, it was sort of a flat result, right. which came in. So that has not given any sort of, you know, big push to the investors to go ahead and, you know, put their money into the market. So these are some of the few reasons. But again, when we look at the comparative analysis as well with the Asian peers and with others as well, doesn't look like, you know, that there are too many positive indicators coming in for the market. So as of now, it's volatile, and you know, what the experts say and the watchers say also is that it is going to stay volatile for some time.
Talking of the Fed, how much of that Fed kind of that signal from the Fed coming that they're not going to do anything significant in the coming days? We are talking of obviously about the interest rates over there. Is that also something to do with the slippage here?
Well, that's very interesting, because when we look at it in a holistic perspective, and not only look at the Indian markets, let's look at the European markets as well, the US market, S&P, the European indices as well, the Asian indices also. And today also, when we look at it, all the Asian indices are in red, I think, except KOSPI. That's yes, one. And two, yes. All European indices are in green. Significantly, slightly green, not much. The US S&P is also a little bit of positive sentiment. So there, it looks like, you know, they're hopeful that there will be some relief coming down the line from Fed. But as far as Asian markets are concerned and Indian market is concerned, they don't seem to be, you know, very, very convinced about that indicator coming in. Domestic indicators, specifically with the vis-a-vis Indian market, seemingly are overpowering the indications coming in from the US or the European markets.
You talked about the VIX, you know, kind of surging to almost 17% now. Now, how much in this spurt in VIX has to do with, really, you talked about elections, you know, happening. I mean, with us, uncertainty and all spread over this month and a little spillage into the next month as well. So how much this election factor is contributing to this spur in VIX?
Well, see, when we look at the VIX data, Nishit, it is really significant to mention here that VIX data of somewhere around 17% is a bit concerning, but it is not a cause for alarm. That's one, because our stock market has dealt with VIX data to this tune as well. But again, when we go deeper into the data, the significant issue here is that in the month of May, the surge in the VIX data is somewhere around 35%. So that surge of 35%, and that too in the beginning of the month, in the middle of the election season, do give us indications that yes, there are some jitters, and the market watchers say that perhaps, you know, the low voter turnout may be one key factor, although it's all presumptuous as of now.
Yes.
And as we understand the markets, interesting part here is that it's not across the board, you know, in the mid-cap and the small-cap segment, there is investment coming in, and those indices are doing well. Even today, when you look at the market, you just read the numbers. Mm. You know, the small cap and the mid cap segment was doing well. So it looks like the FPI are taking out money. Overall sentiment doesn't seem to be very enthusiastic, but there are certain indices, you know, mid cap, small cap, and sectoral also. When we look at the auto data, the auto sector itself, you know, that seems to be trying to strike a balance between the other sectors.
PSU is doing good.
Yeah, it's doing good. So that's what I'm saying. This volatility is likely to continue for some more time, and not a cause of alarm, not a big cause of alarm, we can say as of now, because it's election season, and that's historically election we've always seen is volatility.
May even, Vishal, if we look back, you know, in hindsight, May as well has been a month over the years, maybe in the past couple of decades now, that it has seen traditionally a selling spree, I would say.
Well, yes, yes.
विशाल जी जाहिर तौर पे अलार्मिंग ऐसी कोई बात नहीं है, चिंता की कोई 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 बात नहीं है, हमारी इकोनॉमी की अच्छा काम कर रही है। आज की बात करें तो प्रमुख घरेलू शेयर बाजार जो है मामूली गिरावट है, सपाट बंद हुए हैं, फिर भी हमने खबरों में पढ़ा कि विदेशी जो निवेशक हैं वो कुछ निकासी कर रहे हैं, क्या कहीं न कहीं से निवेशक के बीच कोई सतर्कता आप देख रहे हैं?
देखिए, जो विदेशी निवेशक हैं वो ऐसे माहौल में, और खासतौर पे जब किसी देश में चुनाव हो रहा होता है, तो वो अपने आप सतर्क हो जाते हैं। अगर आप थोड़ा सा पहले के चुनावी डेटा की तरफ नजर डालेंगे विभूति जी, तो उसमें भी दिखाई देता है कि चुनावों के आसपास जो FIIs या FPIs जिनको हम बोलते हैं, वो अपना पैसा लगाने से गुरेज करते हैं, या जो पैसा लगाया होता है उसे बाहर निकालते हैं, चाहे इसके लिए उनको चुनाव के बाद एक प्रीमियम पे एंट्री दोबारा ना लेनी पड़े, वो उससे गुरेज नहीं करते। वो प्रीमियम पे एंट्री लेंगे जरूर अगर चुनाव के बाद, लेकिन वो एक, जिसे कहा जाए कि एक इन्फॉर्म डिसीजन लेना चाहते हैं, एंड विच इज फेयर एज वेल फ्रॉम द इन्वेस्टर्स पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू इफ यू लुक एट इट दैट वेज। सो इलेक्शन सीजन इज येस ऑफकोर्स वन रीजन। द सेकेंड रीजन, एज आई वॉज सेइंग अर्लियर, जैसे मैं पहले कह रहा था कि कोई बहुत सिग्निफिकेंट पॉजिटिव क्यूज नहीं है। कई बार होता है कि मार्केट में आपको कोई एक कॉज ऑफ कंसर्न हो सकता है, लेकिन दो या तीन ओवरवेलमिंग पॉजिटिव क्यूज अगर इन्वेस्टर्स को मिलते हैं, तो वो फिर नेगेटिव की तरफ नहीं देखते, वो पॉजिटिव का सहारा लेके आगे बढ़ते हैं। जैसे कि निशित जी कह रहे थे कि क्या फेड के जो पॉजिटिव क्यूज यूएस और यूरोप की मार्केट को मिल रहे हैं, तो क्या उनसे असर पड़ रहा है? लग नहीं रहा है कि उनसे असर पड़ रहा है, और केवल भारत के बाजार की नहीं, एशिया के किसी भी बाजार में इस पर असर पड़ता नहीं दिख रहा है, क्योंकि वहां हर बाजार में, खासतौर पर एशिया के जो बाजार हैं, भारत की बात करें, जापान की बात करें, साउथ कोरिया में भी कॉस्पी में कोई बहुत ज्यादा बढ़ोतरी नहीं है, और पिछले चार पांच दिन में अगर नजर डाल के देखें तो वहां भी लगभग वॉलिटिलिटी ही बरकरार रही है। तो मोटे तौर पर लग रहा है कि जो विदेशी क्यूज मिल रहे हैं इन मार्केट्स को, उन पे ज्यादा नजर नहीं है इन्वेस्टर की। जो देसी यानी कि जो इंटरनल डोमेस्टिक क्यूज हैं वो नेगेटिव हैं या पॉजिटिव हैं या फिर कॉशन वाले हैं, वो उस पर नजर ज्यादा है। और हिंदुस्तान में, भारत में इस वक्त जो क्यूज मिल रहे हैं स्टॉक मार्केट में, वो कॉशन वाले क्यूज मिल रहे हैं, क्योंकि चुनाव का समय है, तो इसलिए इन्वेस्टर कॉशियस है, फॉरेन इन्वेस्टर कॉशियस है। डोमेस्टिक इन्वेस्टर की बात करें तो, जैसे मैं कह रहा था कि मिड कैप और स्मॉल कैप में डोमेस्टिक इन्वेस्टर लग रहा है कि उसका कॉन्फिडेंस बरकरार है। सेक्टोरल में देखें तो ऑटो सेक्टर में उसका कॉन्फिडेंस बरकरार है, और जो डेटा है वो भी यही कहता है। तो एक तरह से मिश्रित इसे कहा जाए स्थिति इस वक्त।
ये कारण ये जरूर है कि चुनाव सामने है, लेकिन फिर भी अगर हम एक निवेश करने की बात करें तो चुनाव के जो माहौल हैं, जो अनुमान हैं, चुनाव से जस्ट पहले जब परिणाम आएंगे, नई सरकार बनेगी, उससे पहले निवेशक के मन में क्या कुछ चलता है और निवेश करना कैसा रहता है इस बीच?
देखिए, किसी भी निवेशक के लिए दो चीजें बहुत महत्वपूर्ण होती हैं। पहला तो ये तय करना कि क्या उसे मार्केट में लॉन्ग टर्म इन्वेस्टर के तौर पर रहना है या उसे मार्केट में शॉर्ट टर्म इन्वेस्टर के तौर पर रहना है। जब ये फैसला निवेशक कर लेता है तो उसके बाद उस फैसले के आधार पर फिर वो जो स्थिति होती है या जो उसे क्यूज मिल रहे होते हैं मार्केट में, फिर उसके बेसिस पर वो डिसीजन लेता है। अगर आप शॉर्ट टर्म इन्वेस्टर की बात करें तो शॉर्ट टर्म इन्वेस्टर इस वक्त जरूर कॉशियस होगा, और हो सकता है कि थोड़ा सा जरूरत से ज्यादा कॉशियस भी हो, क्योंकि शॉर्ट टर्म इन्वेस्टर के लिए ये जो वॉलिटिलिटी है मार्केट में, जिस हम विक्स की बात कर रहे थे, इंडेक्स की बात कर रहे थे, उसमें उसका कोई खास फायदा नहीं दिखता। वो इतना बड़ा रिस्क नहीं लेगा कि आज मैंने अगर मान लिया 100 रुपए मार्केट में लगाए और विक्स इंडेक्स के हिसाब से हो सकता है कि कल मेरे 100 घट के जो है 70 भी हो जाएं, और हो सकता है कि वो 100 बढ़ के 105 भी हो जाएं। तो शॉर्ट टर्म में कोई भी शॉर्ट टर्म इन्वेस्टर जो होता है वो इतना वॉलेटिलिटी में नहीं खेलना चाहता है। लॉन्ग टर्म इन्वेस्टमेंट की अगर आप बात करें तो कई सारे क्यूज पे देखा जाता है, खासतौर पे फंडामेंटल्स कैसे हैं। तो इंडियन इकोनॉमी के फंडामेंटल्स बहुत बेहतरीन हैं और ये सबको मालूम है, लेकिन इसके साथ जो चुनाव की बात जो हम करते हैं
और खासतौर पर चुनावी माहौल की जो बात करते हैं उसे अगर हम लॉन्ग टर्म भी ना माने तो एटलीस्ट मीडियम टर्म क्यू के हिसाब से तो जरूर देखा जा सकता है कि जो इन्वेस्टर है वो कॉशियस है, केवल एफपीआई नहीं है, थोड़ा सा रिटेल इन्वेस्टर, डोमेस्टिक इन्वेस्टर भी कॉशियस है। हालांकि डोमेस्टिक इन्वेस्टर का उत्साह जैसे कि मैं कह रहा था मिड कैप, स्मॉल कैप, ऑटो, इन सब सेक्टर्स की तरफ दिखाई दे रहा है, तो वो उससे वो बैलेंस बना हुआ है। इसलिए आपको कल मार्केट गिरी हुई थी लेकिन आज मार्केट आपको फ्लैट में बंद होती दिखाई थी, तो वो जो बैलेंस है वो बैलेंसिंग अप्रोच ऐसे ही चल रही है।
एक संक्षेप में बस जानना चाहेंगे, जियोपॉलिटिकल टेंशन ये अच्छी बात है कि बिल्कुल अभी थमा हुआ है, इसको ध्यान में रखते क्योंकि यह भी एक बड़ी वजह रहती है बाजार को जो करती है प्रभावित। आगे आप क्या देखते हैं बाजार की चाल?
देखिए, जियोपॉलिटिकल टेंशन जरूर एक कॉज ऑफ कंसर्न हमेशा रहता है और इस वक्त उसमें कोई बहुत बड़ी घटना नहीं हो रही है, बहुत बड़ी बात नहीं हो रही है। 15 दिन पहले माहौल कुछ और था, इसराइल बनाम ईरान था, उधर रशिया बनाम यूक्रेन चल रहा है, और बाकी अगर मिडल ईस्ट की बात करें तो वहां भी कुछ और ऐसे देश हैं जहां पर स्थिति ठीक नहीं है। लेकिन ये जो समय है इसमें आपने बिल्कुल ठीक कहा, एक तरफ जो है ऑलरेडी इलेक्शन के चलते, चुनाव के चलते एक वॉलिटिलिटी बनी हुई है, तो जियोपॉलिटिकल इंडिकेटर जो है कोई नेगेटिव नहीं आ रहे हैं, उसका एक राहत की बात उसे कही जा सकती है। क्योंकि अगर इन दोनों का मिश्रण हो जाता तो शायद जो विक्स जिसकी हम बात कर रहे हैं या वॉलिटिलिटी की बात कर रहे हैं उसमें शायद और बढ़ोतरी देखने को मिल सकती है।
विशाल, वन पॉइंट आई थिंक वी आर मिसिंग हियर इज दैट ओके, स्टेइंग कॉशियस एंड ऑल इज ऑल इट्स अ गिवन एंड इट्स अंडरस्टैंडेबल, but don't you feel that the markets at the moment were actually at their peak as well, and so far as profit booking is concerned, it's okay that people have chosen this occasion, this election could be one of the triggers maybe, but it was high time that profit booking was also done. That is one. And the second point also being the confidence in the India story is still intact and it's robust and growing, if I may say so. If you look at the sectors, let's talk about the government sectors, the PSUs, be it the banks or the other undertakings, PSU, they are growing like anything. And if we look at all the, not only the Navratnas, even the middle ones or the smaller ones, the PSUs, they are doing exceedingly well.
Undoubtedly, Nishit, and then when we are talking about these two corresponding facts, one is the caution vis-a-vis election season, as I was saying earlier. This is historical. We look at the data. This usually happens. There's nothing which is unusual. It's not a cause of huge concern, This is how investors work. This is how the market works. As far as the other part is concerned, which you mentioned, that is also pretty much true. And that is why we have seen this robust investment coming into the Indian industry, the Indian market as well, the FIIs or DIIs. Only because, they're convinced about the fundamentals. This is market, The individual investor will only put in his money if they feel confident. So, they put in money just a month ago. So, that means they were confident about it. It is not that they, for almost a year or so, there was no money coming in and whatever was left, that is also going out. No, it's not the scenario. The scenario is that the investors were very much inclined. They're still inclined. But this is a cautious approach which investors take. Perhaps a corrective measure as well, as you're pointing out. And in terms of, valuation, yes. It is running, the market is running at a premium of around 12-month high, I think, yes. If you look at the yield in terms of, bonds and otherwise as well, if you look at that particular average, there was bound to be a correction. So, that correction is happening. Fortunately or unfortunately, that correction is timed with the elections as well.
Yeah, that could be a coincidence.
So that could be a coincidence.
Chosen, yes.
That's what I'm saying. It's cautious approach, and a cautious approach need not be a cause of huge concern.
Right.
Basic fundamentals of the Indian economy, of the Indian market, the regulatory mechanism as well are very much robust, are very much intact. And this is indicative of the fact that this red signal is not throughout the market. It's just throughout certain segments or,
yes,
certain,
yes,
indices. The other indices are seemingly,
absolutely,
doing well.
And even if you see, Vishal, a little bit of correction is always healthy even for the markets. It should happen at times because unidirectional in any which way, north or south, is just catastrophic.
Well, that is why you have bulls and bears both in the markets.
एशिया और यूरोप के बाजार का हाल जानते हैं। दक्षिण कोरिया के कोस्पी को छोड़कर प्रमुख एशियाई शेयरों में गिरावट दर्ज की गई। दक्षिण कोरिया के कोस्पी में 2.11% की उछाल दर्ज की गई, जापान के निक्केई में 1.66% की गिरावट दर्ज की गई, सिंगापुर का स्ट्रेट्स टाइम्स 1.09% लग गया, हांगकांग के हैंगसेंग में 0.90% की गिरावट दर्ज हुई, चीन का शंघाई कंपोजिट सूचकांक 0.62% की गिरावट के साथ बंद हुआ। समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक सभी प्रमुख यूरोपीय बाजार लाभ के साथ कारोबार कर रहे थे। फ्रांस का कैक 0.89%, लंदन का फुटसी 0.56% और जर्मनी का डैक्स 0.54% की बढ़त के साथ कारोबार कर रहा था।
सो विशाल, इफ वी लुक एट द एशियन मार्केट्स एंड जक्स्टपोजिंग इट विद द यूरोपियन मार्केट्स, मोर देन एनीथिंग वी कैन से दैट द लोकल फैक्टर्स मोर देन द ग्लोबल फैक्टर्स और मे बी द फेड स्नीजिंग और एनीथिंग लाइक दैट, it plays a big role in it.
Well, that's what is happening, and you know, going back to what Vibhuti ji was pointing earlier in terms of you know, the geopolitical situation, it looks like there is no negative cue or there is no significant cue coming in from the geopolitical situation. So the markets in Asia and Europe seemingly are now focused upon the domestic sectors. When we talk about Europe, perhaps they are influenced slightly by the US market or the Fed attitude or the planning as well. But the Asian markets are clearly, you know, it looks like they are very much focused on the domestic issues, domestic aspects, domestic policy decisions, what is happening within their specific country. And that is how, you know, it looks like. And perhaps a bit of an impact on, Asian markets having on each other. But largely, you know, no huge significant cues coming in, absolutely, moving in from one market to the other or the international cues.
Correct. Moving on to the U.S. markets, the S&P 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Average ended slightly higher yesterday, extending recent winning streaks fueled by renewed expectations that the Fed Reserve will cut interest rates this year. The S&P 500 gained 0.13%, while the Nasdaq Composite 1.10%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average 0.08%. So Vishal, look at this. The Fed, this anticipation that the Fed would cut rates later this year, this in itself is a reason enough for the markets to get that amount of buoyancy, if you may say so. And these kind of concerns like, okay, the Fed is not going to cut the rates for maybe a longer period, and the market's pulling down, these all seems to be, you know, just hearsay, if we, I mean, more than anything.
Well, yes, you know, because when we look at the cues coming in from the Fed, they're very significant for the U.S. market, per se, first of all. Then their, you know, domino effect on the European markets and the Asian markets as well. And it keeps on waning because an increase as well, if at all, the other, you know, banks in the other countries take the cue from the Fed. Now, with the Fed giving sort of indications that perhaps, yes, maybe down the line in this financial year or in this calendar year, they might tinker with the rates, giving positive cues. That's what is the U.S. market is also picking up on. Again, because there is a lack of other significant international cue, either negative or positive. And interestingly, you know, in U.S. market, I'm a little surprised if you look at that with the kind of domestic events which are playing out within the United States. It looks like the market is ignoring all of them and just looking at the Fed.
That's maturity, Vishal. So one very important point you said in the very beginning that even if we look at the market correcting at this moment, people generally scamper for the larger caps because that's where safety lies. But even in this condition, if we look at the mid caps and the small caps, they have steadied a bit and they are not falling like nine pins as one would have expected.
Well, yes, and that's another, you know, positive indicator from the market, because that shows the maturity both in terms of the investor and in terms of those handling those investments as well, and the maturity level of the Indian market. Clearly, you know, it's not the game right now in Indian markets where you bet on just maybe one or two or three big horses and then just hoping that they'll play well. Now you have plenty of options, and those options don't come in from just one basket. They come in from varied baskets, be it short, mid-cap or small-cap, not only large caps as well. And the same goes true for the sectors, sectoral indices, and within those sectoral indices as well. You know, there are certain smaller players which are doing seemingly well in specific sectors in comparison to the big players in that particular sector.
In fact, if you put it this way, that there are two ways of looking at the glass, half full or half empty. In fact, this is one occasion wherein you can go for that time-tested dictum of buy at dips.
Buy at dips, yes. And there's a very interesting, I won't say adage, but interesting comment which has been made time and again by various experts saying, when you're in markets, it's better to look at it as half full. If you look at it as half empty, perhaps, you'll lose not only the sentiment, but you'll lose the guts to play.
Right. Moving on to some other stories here. The Air India Express has cancelled more than 80 flights, and scores of flights have been delayed as a section of the cabin crew members have reported sick to protest against certain policies of the airline management. An Air India Express spokesperson said that the airline is engaging with cabin crew members to understand the reasons for reporting sick, and also apologized for the flight disruptions. Several Air India Express flight services from the four international airports in Kerala have been disrupted since last night, as many cabin crew employees of the carrier have collectively taken sick leave. Meanwhile, the Civil Aviation Ministry has called for a report from Air India Express regarding cancellation of flights and asked them to resolve issues promptly. Sources said the ministry has also asked them to ensure facilities to passengers as per the DGCA. नॉर्म्स
भारत में यात्री वाहनों की खुदरा बिक्री में अप्रैल महीने में पिछले वर्ष की तुलना में एक बड़ी स्तर पर उछाल दर्ज किया गया है. फाडा ने कहा है कि यात्री वाहनों की खुदरा बिक्री में सालाना आधार पर 27% की बढ़ोतरी हुई है और इस वर्ष अप्रैल महीने में ये 22,06,070 इकाइयों तक पहुंच गई. फाडा ने कहा कि ये वृद्धि यात्री वाहन, दोपहिया वाहन और वाणिज्यिक वाहन जैसे सभी वर्गों में दर्ज की गई है. इस खबर पर आपका टेक क्या होगा, बहुत संक्षेप में जानना चाहेंगे.
देखिए, इसका एक सीधा सा कारण है विभूति जी, और वो कारण ये है कि जो ग्रामीण इलाके हैं उनमें जो डिमांड है उसमें सर्ज देखने को मिली है, और उसमें सर्ज केवल आपको इमीडिएट नहीं देखने को मिली है, फ्यूचर प्रोस्पेक्ट्स के हिसाब से भी. खासतौर पे ये जो आपको आंकड़े जो आप पढ़ रहे हैं वो सीधे तौर पर दोपहिया वाहन और जो छोटी कार हैं उनके आंकड़े हैं, तो वो सीधा जो कनेक्शन है वो ग्रामीण इलाकों से.
Moving on to crude, oil prices declined today as industry data showed a rise in crude and fuel inventories in the US, and as the US dollar strengthens, signaling that demand for oil is coming under pressure. The Brent crude oil futures was down by 0.85% to trade at $82.45, whereas West Texas Intermediate was lower by 0.91% at $77.67 when reports last came in.
वायदा बाजार में आज सोने के भाव में गिरावट देखने को मिली. मल्टी कमोडिटी एक्सचेंज पर जून अनुबंध वाला सोना 6 रूपये या 0.01% की मामूली गिरावट के साथ 71,142 रूपये प्रति 10 ग्राम पर कारोबार कर रहा था. वहीं जुलाई अनुबंध वाली चांदी 216 रूपये या 0.26% की गिरावट के साथ 82,662 रूपये प्रति किलोग्राम के स्तर पर कारोबार कर रही थी. वैश्विक बाजार की बात करें तो कॉमेक्स पर अंतर्दिवसीय कारोबार में सोने का मूल्य 0.03% की गिरावट के साथ $2,323.40 प्रति औंस पर कारोबार कर रहा था. वहीं चांदी 0.20% टूट कर $27.49 प्रति औंस पर कारोबार कर रही थी.
वेरी ब्रीफली विशाल, इज गोल्ड स्टिल द सेफ हेवन?
Well, undoubtedly, gold will always remain the safe haven. If you look at, the historic data as well, it is a clear indicator that when nothing works, gold works.
That was really nice. Thank you so very much, Vishal, for having come in our studios and shedding light many topics and enlightening our listeners. Thank you so very much. And before we close, a reminder of the headlines once again. Benchmark indices and flat Sensex closes marginally lower. Nifty nears 22,300. Domestic automobile retail sales surged by 27% in April, shows latest FADA data. And Air India Express cancels over 80 flights due to cabin crew shortage. Civil Aviation Ministry seeks report. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra. This is Nishit Kumar with my co-anchor, Vibhuti Mishra.
Namaskar kar rahe hain.
Saying goodbye till you meet again the next time. Market Mantra.